Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From the Cavaliers Radio Production Studios at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in downtown Cleveland, hi again, everybody, and welcome to Cavs HQ. Great to have you with us. And boy, we've got plenty to talk about this week. The NBA draft is now in the rearview mirror. Cavaliers with four selections on Thursday night. And, of course, the first-round selection is the one that's drawing a lot of attention, Ochai Agbaji. And, of course, three other picks in the second round. So Jim Jones will delve into that. We'll hear from Brad Sellers. So a lot of ground to cover in this final weekend in June.
That's right. A very exciting and a very important weekend, because this turns into the next opportunity for the Cavaliers to get better.
No doubt about it. So, again, stay with us. We'll hear from Kobe Altman. We'll hear from J.B. Bickerstaff. And, yes, we'll hear from Agbaji as well. So stay with us. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, continues after this on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
With the 14th pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Ochai Agbaji from the University of Kansas.
Coleman lands, back to Harris. Harris to drive, gets to OG, shoots a three. He got it! He got it again!
Man-to-man defense by Cowboys. Here's a lob for Och, and a two-hand jam thrown down with authority from Ochai Agbaji. Ochai, a third straight three. He's red hot! The Kansas City kid cannot miss. Ochai Agbaji straight cooking here in KC.
Nine in a row for Och. What a second half.
Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Tim Alcorn along with Jim Jones, that highlight package put together by the dynamic duo on the other side of the window, Marty Allen and Kurt McLaughlin. And, of course, as you heard those highlight calls from the Kansas Jayhawk Radio Network, Jim and I hopefully will have a lot of calls for the Cavaliers first round selection. And Jim, needless to say, there's a lot of folks excited about Ochai Agbaji coming to the Cavaliers.
They should be excited, because this kid has been patiently waiting his time. He's a 4-year starter, Tim, a little more maturity than most young players coming into our league. And the Cavaliers are looking for a kid that could come in and help them immediately. I think they got the right kid.
Well, let's go back to the draft on Thursday night. Start things off pretty quickly with some comments from Cavaliers President of Basketball Operations, Kobe Altman. And after the selection of Agbaji, he said, there's no doubt this young man is the perfect fit for this basketball squad.
Excellent fit and super accomplished. You talk about a national champion, and brings a skill set that we don't necessarily have to the table. We did a lot of due diligence. We had a lot of guys come in. We liked a lot of players at this pick, but where we were standing and with him on the board, we were super excited to bring Ochai in, and that skill set's going to be utilized, we hope, right away.
And of course, Ochai, as you said, Jim, 4 years at Kansas, so he has some seasoning to him. And as Kobe said right there, not only is he a veteran as far as the college game is concerned, but he fits a need for the Cavaliers. So he checks several boxes.
Yeah, he does. He looks more to me like a combination guard, a guy who can play when you go small ball. He can play the wing or the three. In a traditional setup, he would be your two guard. I mean, this guy is 6'5", 6'6". He can catch and shoot. He can beat you off the dribble, but just usually offset offenses. He's probably got to work on his one-on-one stuff like most young players. But I like his size, you know, 6'5", 6'6", you know, and then his weight. And he's an athletic kid. That means that we were looking for someone who could help us when we play teams like Memphis, when we play athletic teams like Charlotte, that we could match up with the physical matchup. And this kid allows us to do that.
Well, let's hear what Cavalier head coach J.B. Bickerstaff has to say about Agbaji.
I thought he could be a weapon. You know, he's got a skill that no matter where you are in the NBA, you need it. You know, he has the ability to put the ball in the basket. And it's not the ability to just stand in a spot and make a shot. You know, when we watched him play It was his ability to move and catch and shoot off of screens, off of handoffs, where he knew how to make himself difficult to guard.
Jim, one of the things I love about working with you is the fact that you have great relationships with coaches and with front office people. And following up on what JB had to say right there, when they look at players, whether it's in the draft or via trades, whatever the case may be, do they look at an overall skill set, or do they look at how does that particular skill set fit with our team?
Yeah, I get your drift, Tim. And you know what it is? It's as this team has progressed, fundamentally and basically, this is a team that's been developed from within. So each time in each year the draft comes up, they're looking to position themselves based upon where they are. And where they are right now, they know they're a playoff team. But in order for them to advance, they need a certain type of player who can cause problems for the defense. And they can also win a physical matchup in the backcourt. We usually win half of the backcourt battles because of Garland and his dominance. But if he had a partner who was athletic with size, 6'5", 6'6", who can catch his shoot, you know, when we play 5-on-5, and also a kid that could run a lane because of his athleticism, and he can score a lot of different ways, that forces the defense to guard them, that takes pressure off where we are right now with our bigs. He's the kind of player that we've been looking for. He's a JB player, and he fits right where they are right now. They're looking for someone that draws attention, that'll loosen up things for young Garland, so he quits facing 2-on-2 or beating his man, and then there's a wall. Now we can make them pay.
But it's a great point. Again, Jim Jones, yours truly, Tim Elkhorn, on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Well, let's hear from the Cavaliers' first-round draft choice himself, number 14 overall, Ochai Agbaji. And the other day, down at Cleveland Clinic Courts, there was a press conference to introduce Ochai, and one of the things he talked about was that lengthy career at Kansas, playing all 4 years, and what it taught him.
You know, you learn a lot. You go through ups and downs and you're in those 4 years. I went through a lot of ups and downs. Not everything's going to be perfect. You're going to have off days, but your off days, you know, you want them to be better than, you know, some other people's off days in a way. So, you know, you go through ups and downs and you learn those experiences. So that's what, I mean, in those 4 years, that's what it's taught me.
And Jim, the thing that really jumps out from the stats in his 4 years at Kansas is that he elevated his game. His stats went up every single season. He got better every year.
Yeah, and that's key for us. You know, a lot of the problems with rookies has to do with their mental immaturity, because the habits that they had and the skill set that they counted on in college is minimized when you play against the talent level that they'll be facing. Here's a kid who's had 4 years of getting ready for the NBA, and when he comes in to play, they're looking for him to play. And when this kid comes in to play, he won't have all the baggage that a lot of young players have as far as the playing like a college player. I think the adjustment will be smooth. I think with his physical size, it won't bother him because he'll win the physical matchup against most players he plays against. I just think it's a great move for us.
Boy, no doubt. Again, it's Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Tim Elkhorn, Jim Jones, the dynamic duo, Marty Allen and Kurt McLaughlin on the other side of the glass. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk more Cavalier draft, as 4 new players are coming to the Cavaliers. We'll talk about them after this on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Transition three for Mobley is nothing but net. Isaiah Mobley's second hit from the outside.
Mobley at the foul line. He's going to shoot it. He's going to hit it. Evan Mobley, beautiful jump shot.
Mobley tries to drive baseline. All the way, he throws it down with the right hand. Isaiah Mobley will tie the game at 50 with a poster dunk of his own.
Rebound comes off to Wara. Shot blocked by Mobley. Holy moly! He got up there and just rejected that one at the rim.
10 on the clock, and Isaiah's going to go to work. Goes baseline, trying to back his man down. Gets in the lane, right hand hook shot is good. Back-to-back buckets. And Isaiah Mobley starting to look like the All-American at the offensive end.
Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
Oh, I love it. Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Very, very well done by the dynamic duo on the other side, Kurt McLaughlin and Marty Allen. Yes, indeed, a family affair because, as I said before the break, not only Ochai Agbaji as the first selection for the Cavaliers at number 14 in the first round, but Khalifa Jopp along with Isaiah Mobley and Luke Travers in the second round in the NBA draft on Thursday night. So, Jim, we could be calling Mo to Mo out there for the Cavaliers this coming season. Boy, Isaiah Mobley, there's a diamond in the rough as well out of USC.
Yeah, he's intriguing. Well, the first thing, of course, obvious, that's his brother.
Right.
But the second thing is his size. The third thing is he's a jump shooter. Tim, he can shoot jumpers. I watched him play at least a half a dozen times this season, most times when we were on the road in the hour change, and I watched what he did. He can get up and down the floor. He's not as polished as his brother, by no means, but he's got a jump shot, and he has size, and he's active. Those are all the fundamental things we're looking for.
And some folks talking about Jopp as well. Jim, I'm sure you've seen video and watched him. Some thoughts on Jopp, also selected in that second round.
Yeah, the thing I like about Jopp is he's raw. He has a lot of potential. He's had some European exposure and competition, so he's not completely raw. But he's an interesting piece from the standpoint that he probably has tremendous upside. His ability to learn the system and learn it quickly, you know, will decide if he'll have any chance to maybe be a ninth or a tenth guy off that bench. This is still development for us, even though that we look at ourselves as a playoff team. We still need to continue to develop young talent. And Jopp and then the young Mobley, both of those guys fit into that character.
And Jim, the Cavaliers have a history of developing these young guys. Lamar Stevens, Dean Wade, who the Cavs just signed
the
fourth-year option. So they have a history of working with these guys developmentally and turning them into solid pro basketball players.
Well, you're all over it, and it starts with Kobe Altman. You know, Kobe Altman is a USA basketball guy. You know, that's where he really got his start at USA basketball. And the fundamentals of USA basketball has always been development. And so it starts from the top. He understands that in order to have a team that's long-lasting, of course you've got to buy players, and of course you've got to bring other players in. But the fundamentals of having a solid team for year in and year out competition is that it has to be homegrown. And that means you have to make the right choices. So far, the Cavaliers are right on track. The development of these players is crucial to the lasting success of this franchise.
Well, let's pivot back to the Cavaliers' first round selection. Again, number 14 overall, Ochai Agbaji. 4 years at Kansas, all Big 12, was the NCAA tournament player of the tournament. He just sparkled in postseason play.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, going back to draft night Thursday night, let's hear from Cavaliers President of Basketball Operations, Kobe Altman, as he talks about Agbaji giving the Cavs exactly what they need.
There's a need for that shooting piece, and not just standstill shooting, but really guys that can sprint off pin downs and even if they're not getting the ball, you have to account for their movement away from the ball. He does several different actions that create meaningful offense. And so, I you know, we got a little bogged down last year, a little stagnant at times. And so maybe he can sort of turn it up and make us harder to guard right away.
Jim, it wasn't any secret going into the offseason. The Cavs needed some shooters, and it seems as though Agbaji will fill that role.
Yeah, it does. And I'm telling you that has been the focus of most of the teams. They're looking for guys that can get their own shot, and they're looking for guys that can be a scoring threat. The thing that Agbaji brings to the table, other than his experience and then his physicality, is he can score. He can make shots. And the coach is right. How many times have you and I sat over there on the sideline and watched this team and they have momentum, and then all of a sudden they get three or four opportunities to score, and most of them are wide open shots, and they're not making them. And so they're lost possessions, and Kobe's very aware of that, especially in a league where the difference between winning and losing is 2.5 to 2.9 points. One shot can make a difference.
That's an amazing analytic. And, of course, Obagi has shown versatility. He can play at various spots on the floor. And Coach J.B. Bickerstaff was asked the other day when he was introduced to the media, that being Obagi, what position will he play?
We don't put boxes on guys and putting positional numbers on them. We're going to put him on the floor with a group where he can be successful, and it most helps the team. And, you know, it's opportunities for people to earn everything. And that's what we believe in. You know, nothing is handed to our guys. We expect them to go out, compete, and earn it all. And, you know, no matter what your skill set is, it has to be for the greater good of the team.
Yeah, that's been JB's mantra for a while, Jim. And that positionless basketball, not necessarily locking a guy in at a certain spot.
Yeah, because then you know what, Tim? That can be limiting, especially if you have a variety of skills. But all of a sudden, now you're just focusing on one part of your game. It sort of minimizes their growth as a player. And but JB's not like that. You know, he proved it this season. One of the main comments that I heard around the league was how well the Cleveland team plays together.
Mm-hmm.
From first quarter to fourth quarter, there's no such thing as selfish play or forced shots. They play together. They pass the ball. Those are the fundamentals. If you look at the championship game, in our league, the Warriors, and then you look at Boston. Those teams, they have a championship caliber, and that's the way they play. They play together on both ends of the floor. And JB is way ahead of the curve. He's always thought like that, and now he has a chance. Now he has control. Now he can do some of the things he's always wanted. And what he's always wanted was a team that was unselfish, because that's how you get there.
Very well said. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll be joined by a third member of the Cavaliers radio team, Brad Sellers. You hear him on pregame, halftime, and postgame with Mike Snyder when the Cavaliers are on the road. Can't wait to hear his insights and thoughts, not only on the draft, but also the NBA in general, as we haven't talked to Brad in a few weeks. So stay with us. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, continues after this on the Cavaliers radio network. The Cleveland Cavaliers are committed to inspiring future generations to grow the game of basketball. Our mission, showcased through some of the best athletes in the world, is to motivate the youth of Ohio and beyond to be active, make championship choices on and off the court, and build confidence in their athletic abilities through the game of basketball. The Cavaliers Youth Hoops program consists of Cavs Academy camps and clinics, Junior Cavs Leagues, and Cavs Elite Tournaments, all of which are designed to teach the fundamentals of basketball in a fun and positive atmosphere. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, after this on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
We knew, you know, what we needed. We knew what we wanted. And, you know, for us, like, we go back to this, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's the truth. The people matter more than anything. You know, I made that statement last year about coming to work and never having one bad day when we stepped in this gym. And that's what we were on the hunt for, are for people who can come here and continue to build and be a part of that. And again, we found those guys.
Welcome back. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Tim Elkhorn along with Jim Jones. Just outstanding work on the other side of the glass by our dynamic duo of Marty Allen and Kurt McLaughlin. And we welcome in a guy who many times sits on this side of the glass looking at Kurt and Marty. He, of course, joins us when the Cavs are on the road, as he'll team up with Mike Snyder during pregame, halftime, and postgame. A great friend of the Cavaliers radio network, one Brad Sellers. Brad, great to have you in, and a lot to talk about, not only with the Cavs, but certainly we'll cover some other NBA topics as well. Great to have you join us.
Glad to be here. Tim and Jim, glad to be with you guys.
Hey, thank you.
Jim and I covered the draft, and you and I and Jim are going to do that here for the next couple of segments as well. But real quick, it's the first I've talked to you two since the NBA crowned a champion, the Golden State Warriors, with their six-game win over the Celtics in the NBA Finals. So I haven't had a chance to chat with you guys. So real quick, just your thoughts and recollections on the Warriors winning their fourth NBA title. Brad, you want to start and then Jim, jump in?
Yeah, well, I'll say this, and it's congratulations to the Warriors. I think that they, by far, were the best class of the two teams. You can see where Boston, who's an up-and-comer, was not quite prepared to finish it out. They played well, but down the stretch, they just imploded, right? And I think they imploded because they just had not been there, right? And you can see they're missing some pieces, too. But for the Warriors, I think the Warriors stayed with what they are, right? They didn't try to do anything more than they are. And being at the battle more times, obviously with us for many years, they knew what to do. And then down the stretch, they were able to put the Celtics to bed quietly, right? I didn't think they were going to go that quietly, but the Celtics ended up going quietly.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. You know, it showed their dominance. Every game, you know, was close until the fourth quarter. But they won three straight. You know, that doesn't happen very often in a championship series where you can – you know, be down 2-1 and then win the next three and go home. But they were that good. I thought the denominator was two things. The first thing I thought was the Warriors' experience. They've been there seven times. They just knew how to win, and every game they made adjustments. The other thing is neither team had what we call a traditional point guard, and I thought that really hurt the Celtics in the fourth quarter. Because when the defense is tough, you want your point guard to have that ball to be able to create consistently. They didn't have that. And I text Cornbread not long ago, and I said, tell Tatum don't beat himself up. Because without a point guard in that fourth quarter, you know, he wasn't getting the touches that he really deserved. Because he was their go-to guy, but they couldn't get the ball to him.
Boy, great point. So, again, Golden State Warriors, 2022 NBA champions, and they'll defend their title next season. And, guys, boy, the NBA pivots like that to the offseason. The NBA draft, of course, Thursday night, and free agency will start rather quickly right around the corner, and then camps will begin in September. So let's first talk about the NBA draft. And, Brad, as I mentioned to you, Jim and I talked about it to open things up, but I want to delve a little bit further into it. Of course, Ochai Agbaji, the Cavs' first-round selection at number 14, but let's not forget Khalifa Jopp. He was picked in the second round, along with Evan's brother, Isaiah Mobley, and a young man out of Australia, Luke Travers, with the 56th pick in the draft. So, Brad, as this all unfolded Thursday night, what were your thoughts?
Well, I thought it was excellent that the Cavaliers positioned themselves to get that number of picks in the first two rounds. And then I would just say this, that Ochai Agbaji, I love watching him play in Kansas, right? And Jim, you can, you know, I never understood why people frown away from four-year guys, right? This guy's solid. I mean, he's a piece of the puzzle, right?
Yep.
That what we need to get better, right? And so I'm not down on somebody because he stayed 4 years, right? He's a person that can come in and come up from a high quality program, and just I think fit the personnel of the Cavaliers just right. And then I say on the other side of it, I will tell you, you know, I don't know much about Jopp, but everybody seems to be high on him. And I saw his physique. I was like, look at this kid here. And then the third one, I would tell you what that I was happy about, because I had been talking about Evan Mobley's brother 2 years ago. Right. 2 years ago, I was talking about his brother. Right. And I said, what if you get them two together? Right. And what did we do? We went and got both of them together. So I thought we got better. And I think the upside for us is that we got the pieces that can help us going forward. And I think our big play really comes in this free agency piece as we figure out what we're doing with Sexton and down the stretch here, because I think there's going to be some pieces around this league flying around, and you're going to have the Cavaliers are going to have a chance to get better. So I think we're in a position that we finished up good last year. Obviously, we didn't get into the playoffs. We got to the play-in. But I tell you what, I think we positioned ourselves to be in place to have a much better run at it this year.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brad, totally. You know, the one thing is that we weren't looking for a guy to really start. I mean, we've got a pretty solid starting five, except, you know, the volatility in that two-guard position and with LeVert and then the possibility of Sexton. And now with Agbaji, you know, it looks like whatever happens, that's going to be taken care of. The other thing is that the kid Travers is a scorer shooter, and he's an intriguing piece. He's a young guy who can post up. He's got a very active motor, and he's 6'7". You know, so they're going to give him a real serious look. And the kid Diop, they're talking about keeping him overseas. You know, he needs a little bit more seasoning, and he can get that over there. So the Cavs have helped themselves. Young Mobley, everybody's watched him play this, especially this last season, where I thought that they had a disappointing end to the season. I thought they were a little bit better. I thought they'd go a little further in the playoffs just because of what they had. But the thing I noticed about Mobley is his ability to shoot a jump shot. In fact, his jumper looks better than his brother, than Evans.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. And Jimmy, I'll say this. When I saw him 2 years ago, I saw him at USC, right? I'm watching him, you know, late night. You know, they come on late night. So I'm watching him, right? I said, the combination, the way they played together, Jimmy is just like playing with my brother in the backyard. I knew exactly where he was going to be, what he was going to do. Right. And so you can, when you got some familiarity with somebody that you really know, they can help you. Right. And so I just think that, you know, the Cavaliers were on their game.
Kobe talked about that, the fact that, number one, they were sitting at 14. So it wasn't as though they had to target one or two guys. They had a lot of guys to target. And then, of course, coming off a 44-win season. So they had to scout a little bit differently.
Definitely different than, you know, the last 3-4 years in terms of, you know, what we're looking for. This was more about who can come in and really help us and help this team achieve. So it was a little different process in terms of, like, you know, trying to find the most upside swing talent versus who can be the best fit. But it was certainly a luxury to have that draft pick this year. And, you know, I guess that's a silver lining of us just missing the playoffs.
Yeah, that's an interesting point that, listen, we're sitting there at 14 and we had to get somebody that could fit right in because we're on the cusp of getting to that postseason basketball.
And I think to that point here, and Kobe heard Kobe talking about it, right? We're looking for pieces here, pieces. We weren't looking for, we didn't have the number one pick. We weren't, that's not what we were looking for. We're looking for pieces that can help us get better, right? And so if you learned anything and watched Golden State, how many people came off the bench for Golden State during that entire playoff run that you weren't even dialed in on who they were, right? And they came and they gave you productivity, right? And that's how you put a team together. It's not always the best pieces. It's just the other pieces that come in to complement the better pieces on your team to make you a better club.
Boy, great, great point. That's what builds a championship-level basketball team. We'll take a quick timeout. Great insights from Brad Sellers and, of course, co-host Jim Jones as we continue along on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll hear more from those two after this on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Shot clock down to 5. Costello inside. Diop is there to hammer it home. Two-handed this time.
Travers parked in the corner. He nails a bomb. 3 big points for Perth.
Passes off. Rejected by Diop, who clawed it away mid-air from just off the rim.
Likes the look of that matchup on Travers. Misses from underneath. And now Travers all the way.
Oh, what?
Oh, my goodness.
Remember the name, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, that's a little international flavor to Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Wow, how about Kurt and Marty digging that up? We got a little of Travers down there in Australia. Jim, at some point this year, I'm going to hold you to it. You've got to say, oh, my goodness. You've got to say that, Jim.
That's good work. I like you. You reached in the bag. This reached in the bag.
Great job, guys. Great job.
Hey, Jimmy, you got some old wars to take?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Oh, my goodness, Kurt. Kurt.
Wow.
Where'd you find
Kurt
that?
Finding Australian play-by-play for the Cavaliers' third selection in the second round, Luke Travers. Oh, my goodness. But, Jim, you can kind of hear it. The young man has some athletic ability.
Yeah, he does. You know, he's going to be all right. He's just young. And Brad, you're all over it, man. You know, bench play is so crucial. And it doesn't have to be a lot of guys. You know, the way the game is played now, if you can count on two, and then you can sprinkle some few minutes maybe in for your bigs for a short rest, and then the combinations you put on the floor, either big ball or small ball, you know, you don't need a lot. And that's where the Cavs are right now. They know what their first four rotated players, or first five or six players are. Now they're looking to put the icing on the cake. I like where we're going, and we may not be through.
Well, here, Jimmy, let's talk about this. Remember, we got hurt last when everybody literally got hurt, right?
Yeah.
Our bigs went down and we went down, right? So I thought we bolstered, you know, whether everyone is on the roster or not, right, for this upcoming year. I thought we got better because we got bigger, and guess what? Somebody goes down, we're not at the mercy of the league now, because we were at the mercy of the league last year, and it's not a good position to be in, right? And Golden State were just running people in and out. Like, you in, you good today, you out tomorrow. Bring the next guy in.
Boy, great point. Well, it's interesting because Kobe Altman on Thursday night after the selection of Agbaji said, listen, he knows exactly what he needs to do and how he needs to fit in with this Cavs team.
What's unique about him is usually with great shooters, you don't get incredible length. So he has a great wingspan, like 6'10 wingspan, even though he's about 6'5". And so he can really shoot, but he can also shoot the gap. He can guard. He's got toughness. He was coached by Bill Self for 4 years, same college program. And so we really like his makeup, and he's solid. He knows he's got to defend and make shots to make it in the league, and I think he brings that right away.
It's interesting they say that, defend and make shots, because that was the recipe, that was the formula that the Cavaliers used for success last year. Agree, guys?
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
I was just going to say, basically, just to reiterate what Kobe said, you know, they're looking for a guy who can play now. And they were lucky at 14, believe it or not, to find one based on what our needs were.
I say this, Tim. Give me a person that knows how to win, right? That's where I am.
Yes.
Right? He's coming from a winning environment, right?
Right.
I'm
keep
not
talking.
Teaching a young kid how to win, right? So here, when the things get tough, right, the problem is here, Celtics fell apart, right? Why did they fall apart? Because they had never been there before. They were on an island, Jim. You can't tell me you're going to lose 2 out of 3 in the Garden. When does that happen?
Inexperience. That's right.
Exactly. So the ghost of McHale and Bird couldn't save you.
Well, it's interesting because J.B. Bickerstaff, when Agbaji was introduced to the media the other day, he talked about the fact not only is he going to help this team, but in particular, he's going to help the Cavaliers' two all-stars in Darius Garland and Jared Allen.
Shot makers are a premium, not only, you know, as a young player, as a role player, you know, as a star, like his responsibility is to help his teammates. And obviously with the steps that Darius took, Jared took, like those guys are going to need help to keep eyes off of him, off of them. Because that was one of the things we saw, was a lot of people just would stare that pick and roll down. Now, when you throw another weapon who can create shots like that off the move and make defensive shift, you know, now that frees up those guys as well. So he's a great fit as a complement to those guys. And then our expectations are for him to grow into that role as well.
Boy, perfectly said by JB. It sounds like the classic case of a guy making players around him even better.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I'll throw one more seed out for you. You know what? Now you have a number of players that can be coming out of this two position, right? Two guard position, right? The number two position. You know what it creates, Jim? It creates some competition. little competition.
Keep rolling.
Little competition to keep everybody thirsty, right? No guarantees here, right? Hey, Jim, it's like this. I get drafted 86, number 9, right? I'm solid. I'm number 3. The 3 man. I'm in a number 3 position. I'm coming in, number 9 pick, right? They turn around next year, and right on the heels of me, they drafted Scottie Pippen. I'm like, what? I thought I was your guy.
Right.
That kept you thirsty, didn't it, Brad? Kept you thirsty.
Look, you were my guy.
Right.
Well, they say steel sharpens steel, right?
Yeah. You get to practice a little bit earlier.
That's right.
You're going to throw up a few more pounds on the weight. You're looking over your left and right shoulder. Is he coming?
You're exactly right, and that's where the Cavs are right now. You know, they've got talent now, so they can be selective. But when you hear a coach like JB talk about that every day everybody's got a chance to earn minutes, that is competition. And some players don't like that. Some players don't like that. Well, I played my dues. No, but this league changes from year to year. And if you're not in tune with it, or you're counting on what you did last year, then that's when you get a Scottie Pippen.
Well said, Jim. Well said.
Scottie Pippen. Oh, Brad. Oh, man. That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
That's tough.
to put the finishing touches on this one, Ochai Agbaji, when he was introduced to the media, boy, he found himself a home right here in Cleveland, is what the young man said.
From the moment, I got here from my workout, I just felt that home feeling. Coach JB and Kobe and Mike, they gave me that home feeling, the first second I walked in here. So, that's why I said I felt, right at home here. I was here just like a week and a half ago, but it actually really does feel like home. So I'm glad to be here.
Well, we are thrilled to have him here. And guys, I think it's going to be a terrific addition to this Cavalier roster and makeup on the basketball floor.
I'm a complete concurrence with you. I think that we got better through the draft, and now we will work our other hand because free agency opens up and we'll see what happens there. But I think we're positioning ourselves here. You read all the media outlets here. They say the Cavaliers is the team that's the up-and-comer. So I think the expectation level is going to go up around this town, going to go up around this country, and now we just have to play to it. We just got to hear. You want to be at the party, right? So come on. The door's open.
You're right.
There you go. Well, Brad, again, we cannot thank you enough. Your insights and comments
great
are
stuff.
Always,
great
always welcome on this show. And again, I know for Jim and I, we can't wait to get going again in September, so we look forward to talking to you between now and then and crank up this 22-23 campaign.
Thank you, Bradley. Okay. Great insight.
See you guys soon. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, bye-bye. Brad. Brad Sellers, and of course, you hear him all season long when the Cavs are on the road. He'll join Mike Snyder for pregame, halftime, and postgame. And let's hope that Brad and Mike have a lot of Cavs road victories to talk about in the upcoming season. We'll take our final timeout. When we come back, Jim and I will put the finishing touches on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Again, we dropped it in quickly during the course of the show, but one more time to reiterate, the Cavaliers did exercise the fourth-year team option on Dean Wade. Boy, that young man has worked incredibly hard to put together a very nice NBA career. So hats off to Dean Wade. Again, the Cavs did exercise their fourth-year option on Dean Wade. It was announced last week. So that being said, all sorts of people to thank. Of course, Jim Jones, co-host. Outstanding job as always. Great to have him back this week. The dynamic duo on the other side of the window. Oh, what a job this week by Kurt McLaughlin and Marty Allen. They were simply outstanding. Brad Sellers, as always, a terrific guest when he joins us on Cavs HQ. And, of course, the biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. We hope you enjoyed it. Now, next week, the holiday weekend, but we've got a very special show lined up for you. We're going to look back on Cavaliers All-Star Week and All-Star Weekend as we'll let you hear again the conversation that we had with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and Cavs CEO Nick Barlidge on the impact that the All-Star Game and the All-Star Weekend had here in Cleveland. So that'll be a fun show next week. So until then, this is Tim Elkhorn saying once again, thank you very much for listening. And so long, everybody.